from John's Gospel, one from John 13, and one from John. Which way round is this? Are you doing 21 or 13? Okay. Bethany, I haven't got a microphone now. If you just pull this off here. Oh, you've got your own. Here you go. Right, Bethany, if you read from John 13 to us, please.
Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
And this is John chapter 21. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the nets in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciples, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, you can go now. There's a link between those two readings, isn't there? Can anybody tell me what it is? This is all age worship, interactive. Join in. Okay. So the link between those two readings, what is it? Up there's another one, yeah. There's probably several links. We'll get to the one I'm thinking about, I'm sure.
Serving,
absolutely right. That's what our theme for the service in John's Gospel is about this morning. And about how Jesus was serving others. And I want us to think about as well how Jesus says, we know in the Bible that Jesus said to his disciples, "Now that you have seen what I do, I want you to go and do the same." Okay, let's do that. So this is good, isn't it? We have an opportunity this morning to demonstrate what it means to be people who serve. Okay, Graham, just come sit on this seat for me for a minute. You don't have to do too much. Well, it depends. But for now, you just need to sit there. Okay. So I've got two opportunities for you to get involved with serving this morning. Okay. Here's the first one. Okay. Think about the readings. Think about Graham's feet. Anybody want to come and do this? You don't seem very keen this morning. You know, this is your first serving opportunity of the day. That first reading, Jesus, what did Jesus do? He washed his disciples' feet. Claire, you look quite horrified at this idea. You know. Okay, just leave that for you to ponder. Dave, come help me. We'll do this in the middle where everyone can see. I was going to say, here's my glamorous assistant, but it's Dave. So, just bring this here. So, okay, right. What was the other thing that Jesus did? Good breakfast. Right, let's do that. Okay, so he had burning coals. We've got a gas canister. That would do. Okay. I figured burning coals on the stage might be a little bit risky, but we'd get a nice new building out of it. Okay, so anybody want to come and cook breakfast? This is your second serving opportunity, okay? You've either washing feet or cooking breakfast. Come on, make your choice. Which would you prefer to do? Does any kids want to wash the feet? And come on, then. Anybody? If you're up for it, then you go for it, okay? If any of the kids want to come and help cook breakfast, it's here. Come on, get it going. We haven't got all day. This has got to be breakfast, not lunch. Okay. Right, we're going to just cook egg sandwiches, okay? Egg sandwiches. Anybody want an egg sandwich? Yeah? Seriously, are you up for this? Okay. Right, I've got the bread. Is anybody going to come and help? Dave, it's all down to you, mate. Are you going to make that work? I didn't. Okay. I've got the bread and butter, I've got the ketchup, I've got the eggs. What can go wrong? Dave's got a gas stove. What could go wrong? Here you go, right. What could go wrong? The gas canister's not going back in the gas stove, but... You've got a slot there, but you've got to get it in there. And then you need to twist it. Oh. I asked Dave to bring his camping stove because he'd know how it worked. You're not in a rush, are you? Anyone? Right. Let's just get this ready, okay? Okay. Sorry, you don't have to wash Graham's feet as well. So look. Come on, Dave. We may not be cooking breakfast. Anybody want to butter the bread? Yeah? Okay. Here you go then. Here's knives. There's enough. It's all right, Ethan, come on, here's another knife. You come around here, look, there's lots of bread to do. Shall I give you a plate down here? Okay. There's another spare plate. Okay. Just do talk amongst yourselves for a minute. This is challenging. I don't know who took the gas canister out of your gas stove. Right, whilst you're figuring that out, let's just talk to Greg. Right, okay. Graham, okay. How are you feeling right now?
Humble.
Humble, okay.
And mildly embarrassed.
Mildly embarrassed, okay. Were you anticipating this morning that when you came to church, somebody would serve you in this particular way?
Absolutely not.
Okay, in your wildest dreams, you weren't actually thinking about that this might happen.
I didn't think I'd come to this age. Yes.
Okay, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, when Jesus knelt down and washed his disciples' feet, they were as surprised, if not more surprised, than Graham has been. You can go back to your seat now. Thank you for your help. Well, we've got a problem. We might come to breakfast in a minute, but we've got a problem with the camping stove. So the disciples were as surprised, weren't they, as Graham, so I forgot what your name for a minute, as Graham was, that actually what Jesus was going to do was wash their feet. Now there's all the cultural stuff about coming into somebody's house and washing. How many men does it take? people, about the cultural stuff, about the disciples should have washed their feet before they had arrived. But listen, Jesus was their teacher. He was their Lord. He shouldn't have been the one that was knelt down washing their feet. Dave, I can't keep this going for much longer. But the disciples were surprised that they actually had their feet washed by Jesus, okay? Now, later on, like I've already said, Jesus said, as you've seen what I do, now you go and do the same. I don't really think that Jesus necessarily meant that we need to go around all of the time. Hooray! I don't necessarily think Jesus meant that we need to go around washing each other's feet all of the time, which for me is a big relief. Okay, but Jesus did mean, think about how you are serving others. Okay, right, so we've got our bread buttered and the stage. Never mind about that. Okay. No, you can carry on helping. Okay. You're not cooking them. Okay, right. Okay, who's going to come and help me cook breakfast then? Okay. Are you any good at cracking eggs?
Yeah.
Is he?
I'm really good at...
Yeah, come on, Matt.
Right. Are you?
Yeah.
Is he? Okay, if you like a bit of shell in your egg, okay. Okay. Is that enough oil? Is that enough oil?
Sorry? No, you need miles more than that.
Need miles more oil. Okay. How long is that?
Just finish it all off.
All right.
Yeah, finish it all off.
All right, Mr. Supervisor. Is that enough oil now? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, we'd have to get some more out of the kitchen, Mr. Clever Clogs. Okay, right, listen, I'll crack the first one. Is he seriously going to be all right, cracking an egg? Okay, come on. This can't be as bad as when I tried to cook a cake in all-age worship, can it?
No, there is that.
Yeah, okay, right. So, what have you got? Right, here we go.
No!
This is quite slow, isn't it?
No.
Okay. I wonder how long it took Jesus to get the barbecue going. Yeah. I wonder how long it took to get the burning coals going. Right, come on. Oh, this is going nice now. Graham, do you like ketchup on your egg? Oh. Anybody want an egg with ketchup? Okay. Of course they would. Anyone with the right mind wouldn't put ketchup. Of course you put ketchup with egg. Who puts ketchup with their eggs?
Yeah, but not first.
No.
Oh. I'll put some more on in a minute. What's the matter with you? Here, when it's ready. Okay.
Be careful. Lick the thing on top of the egg. Yeah.
Is anybody surprised to see Dave Bell cooking us breakfast? No.
Yeah.
You're surprised I'm not cooking it? I'm not. You're not surprised. Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah. That's really good of you. Suddenly, everyone's getting interested because we're cooking food, okay? Who cooks your food at home? Who cooks the food at home? Do you do the cooking? Do you do the... You put food in your tray, okay. Who does the cooking at home? You? Who does the cooking at home? Do you do the cooking at home? Or does Mummy do the cooking sometimes? Grandma does it sometimes as well. Right, okay, don't come any closer. Okay. You don't need to touch the eggs yet. Is that cooked already? It's runny still.
No, that's
running.
That's running.
Okay.
Put it back in.
No, I'm not. I'm just putting it on the bread properly. Okay. Right. Who wanted an egg with ketchup? Okay, right. It's going to be quite hot, so... I tell you what I haven't got. Can somebody go to the kitchen and get me some paper towels, please? Oh, Pauline's going. That's great.
Do you want this on the other bit?
Yeah, because Graham didn't want ketchup on his, weirdly. So, I haven't got any brown sauce, have I? Okay, put that on there. Okay. Yeah, I haven't got any brown sauce. Move on. Okay. No, you can turn that off now. Okay, right. Okay, we're nearly there. Okay. Parents, have any children here got egg allergies? Oh, okay. He's all right, though. Okay, fine. Okay, that could have been quite disastrous. Right, Eden's not. Right, we won't give Eden any egg, okay? Right, so anybody want some egg? Okay. here. I'll tell you what, Graham, do you want some breakfast? If you wanted to share that with somebody, you can. David, did you want ketchup on yours? Okay. You don't want ketchup? Graham, we need one without ketchup on here because I've only got ones with... Who wanted one with ketchup on? Here, can you deal with this? I need to move on. Just dishing it out to somebody who wants breakfast. Here's some more eggs. Okay. Where did those paper towels go? Oh, here. Okay. Right, okay. Now listen, while you're just enjoying that, who this morning thought that we will be coming to breakfast to have fried eggs made on... No, okay, right. So some of you are sitting there thinking, what on earth is he doing? Well, you know, fair enough. I've wondered that myself often. You know, what am I doing? But this is the point, isn't it? Sometimes we need to be surprised or even shocked or, you know, whatever it might be for us to actually stop and think about what's going on and why. The point here isn't to just mess around and have a bit of fun in a different way. The point is to stop, have a stop and think about when is it that we are surprised by what's going on around us, particularly when Jesus is involved. The disciples were surprised, weren't they, on that day when they saw Jesus cooking breakfast on the shore. Peter had gotten frustrated and he decided, oh, I'm going to go out fishing. He'd gone back to what was normal, what was familiar for him before Jesus had called him to be a disciple. Yeah, just be careful if that egg is going anywhere near your sister. You've got an egg coming, by the way. Okay, right. So the disciples were so they'd gone out fishing. They'd worked all night. They'd caught nothing, which they normally would do at that time of the day. Jesus, they didn't recognize him at the time, called out, put your net out the other side. They caught a big load of fish, surprised by what was going on. Realized it was Jesus. Surprised again. Surprised he was even there. Surprised, you can go and sit back down now. So, surprised by the fact that he was still wanting to serve them after they'd let him down a bit, particularly Peter. Continually surprised by the things that Jesus was doing for them. Now that's important for us to think about. I wonder how often we just sit and go, wow, Jesus, you are so amazing. You've done all of these things for me. Now, we probably get quite surprised when we hear Jesus prompt us and say, look, you've seen how I serve. I want you to do the same. Maybe that's the bit where our kind of surprise kicks in. I want us to think about how that works for us in our own lives this morning in different ways. There are different zones set up around the church. And let me just explain quickly what they're going to be about. So just over to the side of Ray, it's quite fortuitous that you're sitting there. I've realized we've got an opportunity this morning. Do you see that prayer board there? Pray for those who are serving our community. Pen and paper, right. There's a logo on there for street pastors. Guess what's going to happen? Ray's going to take your name so you can sign up to get involved with street pastors. Should I have said that so readily? Yeah, we don't want to put people off coming over there, do we? Okay. But seriously, though, on that prayer board, there are different... This isn't a complete list of all the different organisations in Bromsgrove who are serving our community, okay? This is just a few that I was thinking about. If I've missed one off that's important to you, then I'm sorry. But, you know about it already, so pray about it. But I've put some key organisations on there. Some are church-focused, some are wider community-focused, some we have links with in one way or another, and some we don't. But what I want you to do is just to go and have a conversation together, talk to each other about the different organisations. So Ray talked to you about street pastors, Jean could talk to you about the basement project, Pete could talk to you about, which one is it you do? Citizens Advice, that's on there. So there's a whole load of things going on over there. Gather together, talk to each other, realize how much is going on in our community where other people around us are serving others. Like I say, not all church related, but all things that we could think about, okay, how can we make a difference by getting involved with these organizations or praying for them? So that's that one. The prayer zone at the back corner there. What I want you to do there is use that space to pray for each other this morning. That might be about praying about the things that you are involved in your life, in the way that you're serving God, and you need some encouragement, you need some fresh enthusiasm or something like that. So use that space. You can use that space if you've got particular things that you want prayer for, family members you're concerned about. I know there are a number of pastoral needs in the church at the moment. Use that space there. If you want a quieter prayer space, you can go into the prayer room, so that's fine. There's a craft zone over there. Rachel has organized a whole load of craft activities. Thank you Kids, if you want, well, and adults, I suppose, if you want to go over to the craft activity tables with Rachel, then go and have a look at what's over there. That's all themed around how we can use our lives to serve other people as well. And then over here, I've picked the two Bible passages that you heard read earlier on, and put some thoughts on paper there about how we can bring ourselves into that story, and we can think about the difference it's making to us. So it's a little bit of kind of Bible study. It's very easy. It prompts us to think about what's going on in those Bible stories. And then have a look at that. It prompts for a response, okay? Has us think about, okay, if I was the one who was in the boat with Peter when Jesus called out to me, how would I respond? It's that kind of thing going on over there, okay? So move around. Use this time, please, effectively, to think about how we are already serving the Lord, what kind of things he might be encouraging us to move into as well. So move around this time, talk together in those places or where you are, pray together particularly, and then we'll come back together in about 15 minutes or so. Okay?